Haley and Sid say, take two. Lifestyles Approach, episode 7.
Hey, welcome to Haley and Sid Say. I'm Sid.
I'm Haley, and today we have Jackson Ford, and we're going to be discussing senior life.
This cool. is our first kind of like lifestyles approach on the club zone. We're just going to be talking about how it feels to be a senior. We're leaving in about 2 months. So Jackson, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I do not want to leave, and I also do want to leave because I'm reliant on my parents, but also I want to feel more independent. Like, I feel like my life is very independent, but I come home at the end of the day and it's like I still rely on them to like in a lot of senses.
True, yeah.
But yeah, me too. There's like the part of me that is ready to leave, like, mm-hmm. and go to college and like handle it all. And I feel like I can, but you know, I'm just so used to my parents making dinner, providing something when I don't have the time to do so. And I think right. that's going to be a hump that I'm going to have to get over. But
yeah, because it's been like that our whole
yeah.
lives.
Yeah,
like, no, ever since like, we're kids, and now we're just like changing.
Yeah, it's going to be weird for them too.
Yeah.
Like, but they're gonna be along with like that being uncomfortable, are you excited for like the new freedom that you'll get?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. No, like my parents were saying, we still want to have your location when you go to college. And it's like, what?
Oh, no.
And then, no, that doesn't sound cool. But, you know, I feel like, and they explained it to me, it's that they just want to make sure I'm safe, mm-hmm. make sure I'm not out anywhere in public at like 2 a.m. Right. And like that makes sense. Like, so they're going to have a little bit on me, and like obviously I'm going to come home like here and there, and there's going to be that. But I am really going to enjoy the freedom, because whenever I go out of town and stuff, like, and they're not there, I get to do whatever I want. And it's like, it really feels like mm-hmm. how it's going to feel.
Right. Where are you going for college?
I have not planned yet, but my top schools are Berkeley, Santa Barbara, and UCLA. And they're really, Sweet. They're all really hard to right. get into. So
that's awesome, though. Dream big.
Thank
congrats.
You.
Yeah.
Good job.
Congrats. I know.
Congrats on dreaming big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats on dreaming big.
We want to strive.
No, yeah.
We want to strive
truly.
To the,
yeah. Well,
the beyond.
You know, I haven't gotten any news back yet, just because of the fact that they release all of their decisions very
right.
late.
Yeah.
But I did get something back from UC Davis, and I was waitlisted, and that made okay. me a little nervous. But also, I have a whole plan and everything. So
yeah.
here, let's break that down.
Okay.
So like, basically, I have the fact that I'm going to be applying to all these colleges. I have that option. But then I also have the option to go to COS for 1 year
yeah.
and then transfer to UCSB, transfer admission guarantee, which means that if I just go to COS for 1 year and keep like above a 3.0, I believe, I'll get a guaranteed spot into UCSB, and I'll start there as a junior. But I will only be taking that path if I do not get into some of my top schools that I want to go to. So I'm very comfortable right now.
Yeah, that's good. You have a backup plan and everything.
Yeah, I'm not very anxious about it because I have it all kind of set up so that, you know, if everything doesn't work out, there's something to fall back on. And I'm actually really happy with the backup plan too. I don't really even know which one I'm more happy with because of the fact that I'll be saving so much money if I stay here for a year.
Yeah.
And then if I go, it'll be a great time. So like, it's there. It's a trade-off, mm-hmm. you know.
But you want to stay. Yeah. You want to stay like in California for sure.
Yes.
For college and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Out-of-state fees are crazy. So, I was thinking I'd stay in the state. I only applied to state schools in California, nowhere out of California. I was kind of looking at it, but it just the fees are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, about senioritis, do you have it?
Of course.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody has senioritis to a certain degree.
Honestly, yeah.
Even the juniors yeah. have a little bit of it. Like, it just feels like, you know, everything's getting a little boring. Like, I feel like, you know, when I come to school, I want to go home because I could be completing all of my assignments that I'm doing
yeah.
at school at home. Like, I feel like I could be having the same experience, but just without the in-person. Like, I think that the pandemic really showed me that I could do a lot of this stuff on my own at home, yeah, kind of relying on myself. And I think that's really cool. But also, like, it's really nice to come to school and, like, see everyone. It's really reassuring to have conversations with my friends every day. It's also great because you don't feel as alone. Like, whenever I'm interacting with people on campus, it's like, yes, they have senioritis as well. Like, they, yeah, it's not like I'm, yeah, the only person going through this, you know?
Yeah, like, so, like, kind of going on, so do you, you have free periods, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
not even, like, the whole schedule, and it's still, we still, yeah, kind of fight that.
Of course, yeah. No, I leave so early in the day. I leave at right after third period, which is at 11:30. And I'm only at school for 4 hours, yet I feel like I just want to go home after the first two, because it's like, I feel like it's very monotonous as of right now. But
sure,
I feel like it's that way for everybody.
No, yeah, I feel like, I know everybody says high school goes by so fast, but mm-hmm, I think with COVID and everything, like, these 4 years have felt really long.
I think that, I personally, my perspective is that it has gone by really quickly, but this year in particular has been long.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And, you know, when you're in, like, the thick of something, it's like, this is taking forever. But when you look back on it, it feels like it didn't take that long at all.
Yeah.
You know, like, the pandemic, sure, was, it felt like it was forever when I was sitting there in my room, not being able to, like, leave the house. But looking back on it, it was like, that wasn't too long. You know, it's like, just looking back on things in retrospect, it just feels like high school has gone by really quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm, I don't know. I'm just trying to formulate. Yeah. There's so many thoughts to, like, sort through, because it's so complicated how, like, we all feel right now. Like,
right,
senioritis is, I feel like it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm talking to certain people, like, certain people are overwhelmed with how much they have to do, but I'm just bored. So, you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Think,
like,
it's, I not think it depends on the classes you take and, like, what you do throughout the day. So, like, if you play a sport or if you're part of a club, that might kind of be what, like, keeps you here or want to be here. But if you're, mm-hmm, not a part of anything and you're a senior, especially, and you're about to leave,
yeah,
you're just done. And especially, like, since attendance doesn't count this year, dude.
That's, like, horrible.
Senior attendance, like, you won't even believe the amount of people, like, I know that just, like, walk off because it doesn't count. Like, they can still graduate and have as many absences. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Okay. I thought I was aware of that, but I did see somebody's report card the other day, and mm-hmm, it said that they were still eligible to walk and they'd need a certain amount of attendance to walk,
oh,
to graduate. So I'm not completely,
I wonder,
sure.
I wonder if it's, like,
seems kind of like, maybe, it's just being information passed around.
Or if it's, yeah, or if it's, like, excuse, like, if you're out, because the whole point is because of COVID, right? They,
yeah,
don't want, because kids are missing ridiculous amount of days because they're, like, sick. I wonder if it's because they need some sort of note saying, oh, they had COVID, you know, that's why they, yeah, were absent for, like, a month.
Yeah, no, being absent for a month is really easy as a senior, because it's like, I do not want to go to school at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like I'm just toughing it out right now. Like, I'm just coming to school and, you know, all these people are getting into college and they're like, oh, I don't even want to try anymore because I've already gotten into where I want to go. Or I've,
yeah.
And I don't know how that's going to feel either. Like, when I get into a college or when I already know what I'm going to be doing after high school, how much am I going to want to try?
Yeah.
How much am I going to want to complete all of these things to the best of my ability? That's something I've also noticed. Completing things to the best of my ability is not something I'm doing as often this year. I'm completing it to be, like, to get me a good grade, but I know I could do a lot better. Like,
sure,
every time I would do an assignment in my earlier years of school, it would be like, I have to get this done, amazing. I have to meet expectations. When my teacher reads it, they have to think it's great. And this year I'm kind of just like, you know, I'm fine with par. Like, I do want a 4.0 because I've kept that throughout, like, all of high school, mm-hmm, but you know, anything that just, like, meets that minimum that I'm shooting for, it's pretty much good. I think senioritis has definitely played a role in that. It's, you know, senioritis is a big term. Like, it's like,
yeah,
I didn't want to admit that I was going to go through that. I was just going to be like, no, I'm just going to get through it, yeah, and it's going
to
be fine.
It's something you didn't think was going to happen, yeah, to you. Like, the seniors, like, last year, right, that graduated, always talked about it. And it's like, you didn't think you were going to go through that, especially since we had technically a year off, you know, with online.
Yeah.
We weren't even here. And it's still like, we don't want to be here, even though we missed that, like, you know what I mean?
True. No, it's like, I do and I don't.
Yeah.
It makes me question, like, senioritis makes me question how I'm going to put in more effort next year. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your assignments next year, like, your classes are solely to benefit you and for you to learn things. And in high school, it's like, you just want the grade. You want to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there's that element in college, but, like, you do want that information to, like, benefit you in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like I'm putting in, like, very little effort right now. When is that going, like, when is that switch going to turn on and go, okay, we really need to, like, try now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And it might be the fact that you're paying so much for college and that you have to, like, true, you know, keep up with all these responsibilities because of the fact that you're spending tons of money on it. But also, I don't know when that, like, mindset is going to shift, because I'm very exhausted by the little work that I have.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it's, like, the passion. Like, if we're studying for something, you know, well, hopefully we have our major set. If not, that's fine. But just saying, if we do have our major set, right, we're going into college studying for that, which hopefully would bring out that passion.
Like, interest.
Yeah, which would ultimately want us to, like, do this. But, you know.
Yeah, you know, I think that, like, when, like, we're going to college, we're going to be studying stuff that is kind of catered to our taste, but also there's going to be those classes, like, in general ed, that are not going to be fun.
Exactly.
So how am I going to do those?
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, senior year has me really, like, in question about what the future is going to be like.
Right.
What, like, I don't even know how next year is going to go. And it feels like all of these decisions are going to be made in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of stresses me out. The fact that I'm going to have to decide what college I want to go to, or if I want to stay, if I want to still major in what I marked down what I want to major in, because it's like, my mind changes very quickly.
Right.
I'm very, very indecisive.
And it's like, it's kind of a comfort, though, to know that that's normal. Like, so many people change their majors, you know what I mean? Which is, like, totally fine. I think my stress personally is just, like, the college part. Because can you imagine, like, committing to this college and then, like, your first year or halfway through the year, you're like, this isn't it.
You're like, never
like you, and all that hard work you did so to get accepted and to actually pay that to, like, go there. And then the first 5 months, you're like, this is terrible. That's my fear.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, I hear that people go through that very often.
Yeah.
And they switch majors, and, like, that costs money. But also, I think that it's going to be worth going and finding what you're truly passionate about, finding, like, what you want to do. And then, like, once you sort through that, once you find what you really enjoy, I think that's going to be something that is very special.
Yeah.
Like, I think that college is going to be a lot better at that point. Like, when we've figured out, like, okay, this is what I want to major in, this is what I'm passionate about, this is what I want to be studying. I don't know how much freedom you get in the first few years, but I know that I think it gets, well, I know that I think, I think it gets better. So.
Yeah.
As of right now, what are you guys planning on majoring in?
Psychology, or econ, or
I can totally see that.
Like, I can, like, see psychology.
I get it.
Yeah.
There's just so many things that interest me that it's just that psych is so broad and so easy to love because everybody loves psych. But
it's just a cool, like, concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just talk about
you know? I've been passionate about it, like, my whole life. Like, it's just like knowing why people think the way they think, knowing like, why they do the things they do. And that's dipping into sociology and everything and, like, cultures. But I've taken a very big interest in those sorts of things. So I think that psychology would fit me very well. But I want to find a very specific part of psychology that I can nerd out on.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be cool. Not just, like, the general, like all of it. Like, I want to be focused on something that I'm really passionate about. That's something I want to find in college, like a subject that's niche and like very like works for me.
Sure.
But I mean, there's so many things out there that I'm not, that I don't even know about. Like, I feel like there, is there a college readiness class or anything like that?
Probably. Here, like, there should be.
I feel like there should be a class where
I'm not even like, aware. Oh my gosh.
There should be a class for seniors where we are like, you know, assigned to apply to certain colleges. We are assigned to do college essays. We're assigned because like I was doing all that. I was doing that all on my own time.
Right. Me too. Yeah.
And it was like, I'm trying to juggle all of my assignments and trying to do this at the same time.
On top of it. Yeah.
I don't have any motivation to do it until like the last week because I'm just in panic mode.
Right.
Like panic mode is the only thing that was really saving me.
Right.
You know, yeah. Like, and I feel like there definitely should be a class where they put into effect, like they actually hold you accountable and they make you, like write college essays. They prepare you for college in certain ways. I don't know. There isn't a class for it, so I don't know what we would do. But I think there could be a lot there. Like I think that we could have something to help seniors because I'm even clueless right now. Like and like sorting out our acceptances, sorting out like what our plans are. I feel like that there would be a lot of value in having a class like that.
It would be, yeah, because we're just doing it. And we're only, like, what, 17, 18? Like, we're kind of just... And, I mean, some people... I know I've got some friends that have got, like, college advisors. So, these are, like, people that help them specifically one-on-one.
Yeah.
But that's something you have to, like, actually get. It's not provided to you.
It's very expensive.
Yeah. So, I've been relying on, like, my school counselor here, my parents, but mainly just myself. And I have to do it in my own time, so...
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I haven't applied anywhere.
Okay.
Well, what's your plan? Like, what do you want to do?
I want to major in fashion merchandising.
Sure, yeah.
But cool. The plan was FITM, but I'm not sure if that's where I want to be.
Where is that? LA. Is that LA? Okay.
So I think I'm just going to take 2 years to figure it out, go to COS.
Yeah, that's good.
And then hopefully get somewhere I want to be.
Yeah, of course.
That's a smart
decision. With the 2 years at COS, you're going to be going through a process where you'll like get to take general ed courses and see what you're interested in, and I think that that's a really good idea, and a lot of people are doing that, like that are seniors, and they're not too enthusiastic about it, but I think it's cool.
I feel like a lot more people than I would have expected to.
Yeah,
because like freshman year, I was like, oh, like COS is like,
it's taboo, looked down like, on. It's looked down on, and.
But like for so what? Many people are going, so it's like it's nothing to be ashamed of, like.
What really
you
opened
get to the
my
same place.
Eyes.
Yeah. You get to the same place. Like, this is all just for our careers.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting to the same, you know?
What really opened my eyes to the fact that, like, a lot of people go to COS is, like, the first year I was here, they were announcing the colleges that everyone was going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And they were standing up in the crowd.
Oh, right. I remember this.
And then they would say, like, UCLA, and there was, like, two people that stood up. And then they would say... any other college, and like five people would stand up, but then they said COS, and then like 90% of the people stood up, and there was like a bunch of people cheering, and that I remember being opposed to going to COS when I was a freshman, and then that literally changed my mind. Like, I was like, that's actually a good idea,
right?
Just because my mind was like conforming. Like, I was conforming. Yeah. I was just afraid that a lot of people weren't doing it. Like, it was how people talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's not. Like, so many people go to COS. So, it is my backup plan, but I'm not mad about, like, that plan or having to take that path or, like, I'm just excited to see what's next.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me personally, it's not COS, it's just me getting out. Like, I just want to get out of Visalia.
Of course.
And that's, like,
yeah,
my thing.
That's
it's
the
like,
only thing.
Gosh, I'd go to a community college, like, anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd
like
go to
Fresno.
Community college. Yeah, in like San Diego or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be some big school.
I
just
San Diego.
Yeah, anywhere else in my side. Just to get out, you know, take a break, see the world kind of thing.
I'm wondering if I continue my path at COS, will senioritis persist? Like, because...
Oh, that's true.
Is it the setting? Because...
Yeah, it might be.
Because I've gotten really into a routine of doing all my stuff, and I do so much to change it around too. Like, I will go to the gym at a certain time one day, and then just to make it interesting the next day, maybe I'll go at a different time and, like, you know, like, change up my schedule.
Yeah. Well, no, and, like, that kind of breaks the routine, too, because, like, obviously, it's college. You don't have to go. It's, like...
It is different classes.
Because it's... You going is, like, because you want to, and, like, I think that's, like, an interesting change for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the fact that we're not going to be waking up at the same time every single day and going for the same set amount of hours. That's something that annoys me. You know, you guys see me walking around campus a lot. Like, just walking, I'm always out of class.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
100%. Yeah, all the time.
And it leaves us wondering where the heck is Jackson.
Like, Monday?
Yeah. No, I am everywhere.
What are you doing?
Nothing. That's the thing. Oh, my gosh. I'm just walking around.
That's really bold.
You know?
I know. He's.
I mean, should get your own golf cart.
It's funny. It's funny because a lot of people are like, how do you just walk around? And it's like, maybe because I walk with purpose, or maybe because I
don't even question.
I don't know. Maybe there's something about it. Like, I don't know. There's so many people that get talked to by the people on the golf carts, but I never get talked to. I still have yet to find out why, but I just walk around, just because I'm bored and I want to listen to music. And in my classes, I'm pretty ahead on all the assignments and I've gotten everything done. So it's like, I could be here or there and there's not a difference. But I get a little concerned about if the office needs me, because I'm never in class. But
just want to talk.
I don't know. Yeah. No, I love talking to people too. Like, it kind of breaks the cycle of how, like, every day is going the same, you know. Like, I'll have different conversations every day, and that's like the variation in my day, and that's why I like to walk around, because if I'm in class, the same thing's happening. I'm bored, I'm on my phone playing mobile games, and it's just so much better to be out and talking to people. And, like, that's what really gets me excited about the day, is when I've had a really good conversation with someone, or when I heard something from somebody, or, like, people get me so excited, like, just by, like, having positive interactions. That really benefits my day. I think that's what keeps me going.
For sure,
like, with all this, like, senioritis, with all this, like, the cycle, the week after week, I'm always going to have different interactions. Yeah. Like, I go bowling on Wednesday nights. I'm in a league with my family.
Oh, that's cool. That's so fun. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you guys have special shirts?
Are you good?
We were going to have special shirts, but my dad didn't print them.
That's the bell.
That was the bell.
That's weird.
So, basically, I have bowling on Wednesday nights. And the cool thing about bowling is that you get to play a different team, like, every week. So you get to meet new people, like, every week. And it's always like, they're always cool. They're always nice to talk to. Some people are quieter than others. Sometimes you'll get a really loud group of people that you're playing against. Yeah. But that's something else that, like, just doesn't like, that's another escape for me from everything going on here that's repeating. And I really like to just add a lot into my weeks that isn't school.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I don't participate in a lot of extracurriculars here. So I do, like, community service every Thursday, work Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I try to make every day different.
Yeah.
And enjoy every day. And I've been really trying to enjoy the peaceful moments. And I know I've said I get bored a lot, and it's really easy to get bored, but I've been trying to adjust that boredom to be, like, just enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
You know, like, just enjoying that nothing bad is happening, you know?
Exactly.
And that's kind of what I've been navigating. Like, the boredom of senior year, I've been trying to shift my mindset, trying to make it, like, turn it from, I'm so bored, I just want to do something else to, you know, everything's going fine right now. Everything's going well. I'm happy with life and just make what I can of it, you know, enjoy the moment while I have it rather than just try to focus so much on what's going to happen. I really like to enjoy now. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Jackson.
Thank you, Jackson.
Very valuable, very valuable conversation.
I feel like I ramble a lot, but you'll get something out of it.
It's just super like a deep conversation. You know, there's so much to talk about. It's just a kind
very
of nervous
philosophic
part of life right now.
Yeah.
Philosophic.
I'm sorry if anybody got lost in my words. I tend to say a lot, and it might have been hard to comprehend. But
stop apologizing.
I think you got.
Yeah.
Stop
first
apologizing.
Step.
Okay. Gotcha.
You didn't do anything wrong.
Are we good?
We're good. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.